You are listening to The Vitals, a bi-monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncologynursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Hi everyone, this is Lindsay Fisher, Associate Editor at Oncology Nursing News. For this episode, we sat down with Amber Pierce, who is a regional nurse manager with the American Oncology Network. Pierce discusses the importance of two-step verification, especially with fixed-dose drug combinations, such as relatlimab and nivolumab, which was approved last year for patients with metastatic melanoma.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So my name is Amber Pierce. I am a registered nurse with my bachelor's, and I am OCN certified. I work with American Oncology Network, which is a nationwide organization of community oncology practices across the United States.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And so just to talk about the newly approved agent, relatlimab and nivolumab, now, what's your experience been briefly with it? What patients are eligible and how long has your institution been offering it?
Yeah, so this combination of drug, Opdualag, is approved for adults and children that are 12 years of age or older that have unresectable or metastatic melanoma. Our institution has been using it for several months now. It was approved in March of 2022, so we started using it shortly thereafter.
And why might this agent be chosen for patients compared to another combination regimen or even single agent nivolumab? What makes it different on the administration side of things?
Yeah, so Opdualag is listed on NCCN guidelines. It's listed for metastatic or unresectable melanoma as a first-line therapy. So it has actually shown greater benefit in progression-free survival than just a PD-1 inhibitor alone. And the combination of the two drugs together actually did not cause any additional safety concerns other than a PD-1 alone. So the combination drug seems to act better on these types of patients without any additional safety events. So the actual infusion of the drug is not necessarily really different than any of the other drugs that we would infuse. So it is infused over 30 minutes. What makes it unique is that there are two drugs. So you've got your nivolumab and relatlimab together. The thing that makes it really unique is the fact that you have two doses. So each drug has a dose and it's a combined dose for 640 milligrams. So I think that's what makes it really unique, because there are other drugs that have a combination of two drugs in them, but they may be dosed only on one of the drugs that's in that vial. Whereas this particular drug is dosed, it's a flat dose of 640. So you have your nivolumab and your relatlimab that are combined together. So I think that's where there can be some confusion and some misunderstanding between, how we're actually dosing these patients.
Great. Thank you so much. And could you briefly talk about the unique mechanism of action with this combination? How does it differ from other approved immunotherapy combinations?
So Opdualag is a combination of nivolumab, relatlimab, and so it's a new combination of the PD-1 inhibitor, which is your nivolumab, and the LAG-3 blocking antibody, which is your relatlimab. So to date, we've only seen checkpoint inhibitors that have targeted like PD-1, PD-L1 and 2, and your CTLA-4. So this is a new combination that allows the PD-1 inhibitor and LAG-3 blocking antibody to collaborate to really increase that T cell activation. So we know that there's a co-expression of LAG-3 and PD-1 that may induce greater T cell exhaustion than expression of either immune checkpoint on its own. So the thought is that hopefully, again, we're going to see that this Opdualag, this combination, is going to have better effects on these patients than just the PD-1 inhibitor alone.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for highlighting that. And talking about sort of misunderstandings, I know that your experience, there has been some misunderstanding as to how it is a single dose in that way. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
So when thinking about vials that contain two drugs, in this instance that we're discussing Opdualag, we really need to think about the possibility of medication errors related to that. So we need to remember that oftentimes the way that these are dosed are different. So in this case, we can look at the Opdualag, which is dosed at a flat dose of 640 milligrams, and that is a combination of nivolumab 480 milligrams and relatlimab 160 milligrams for that total flat dose of 640. When we look at another drug, we can look at Vexios, for instance, and that contains two different drugs. However, when you're calculating the dose on that, we're just calculating that dose based on donorubicin. So we really need to look at the potential for medication errors related to this, either potentially giving the patient an increased dose if, for instance, you were looking at the 640 milligrams and possibly thinking that that was dosed based off of the nivolumab. Or we could also look at possibly underdosing the patient, looking at the relatlimab of 160 milligrams. And thinking that that's what we needed. So it's really important for nurses to understand and pay attention to what the drug amount is that is in the medication that they're infusing and or double checking to really understand that we are giving the patient the correct dose and avoid any potential errors that could come from that.
Oh, that's really interesting. Thank you. And are there any key overall takeaways for nurses who are delivering dual drug medications that you'd be able to share?
So I think that as a nurse, you know, it's really critical that we're educated to not only understand the importance of what we're giving, but understand what we're verifying. So working in oncology, you know, we are responsible as nurses for doing double checks of everything that we give our patients. And so when I'm doing a double check, I know that it's my responsibility to recalculate and understand what I'm recalculating and understand what I'm looking at. So understanding in this case, you know, that it is a flat dosing, I need to understand that so that when I'm verifying either my patient or someone else's patients, you know, we really need to understand why we're checking that and what we're checking. So, you know, I think it's really hard to stay up to date in oncology because things are always changing in oncology. And so, you know, just really empowering the nurses to stay up to date on drugs, biomarkers, tests, and, you know, those kinds of things, because really at the end of the day, as a nurse, we're the last line of defense, so to speak, before things reach the patient, you know, and as a nurse, it's our responsibility and a priority, I know, for all of us to make sure that patient safety is a top priority.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.